Okay, so I'm headed up to my patient's house. It's about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. First patient of the day. I'm halfway up the driveway, and she calls me, and she tells me, "Hey, are you almost here? I'm not feeling good." And I say, "Yeah, I'm here." And she did not sound good. So I rush up to the door. I go in, and she is looking rough. Okay, and so I'm like, "What's going on?" She said she's having some chest tightness. She was up throwing up all night. She was dizzy. She couldn't walk to the bathroom without getting short of breath. And I used my 2 years of nursing school and my 10 years as a practicing nurse and my critical thinking skills to put all these symptoms together and conclude that she is having a myocardial infarction, or she's having a heart attack. So she's having an active heart attack, and I work home health. We usually don't have this much excitement. It's usually, you know, pretty routine stuff. The most adrenaline I've had in a while, you know, not counting all the ghosts. So we automatically call 911. We get her to chew up a baby aspirin, and we get her to the hospital. As she's being taken out on the stretcher, she's at the doorway, and she goes, "Josh, I'm so glad you came over." And I'm like, "Oh, that, you know, you're going to be okay. You know, we're praying everything's going to be okay. They're going to take good care of you." So she came home. And after she came home, I went and did her after hospital visit. And her family were there, and they were, you know, thanking me. They said, you know, this was a miracle. This was like, you know, an act of God. Because actually, I normally don't go see her until the end of the day. I don't know why I saw her early that morning. Maybe it's because it was discharge or something. But, you know, it just kind of worked out. And I told her, you know, I was like, "I see miracles every day. I love it." We talked about, you know, she was doing so much better. You know, we talked about how this just came out of nowhere. And her daughter said, you know, there's been some signs, like she gets weak and sick out of nowhere and blah, blah, blah. She said that her doctor had actually just kind of wrote it off and said that she was probably having allergies. That's what they said she said, but she was just having allergies. And started talking about all the different kind of allergies we had. And she said she was super allergic to cats. Like, she could walk outside and tell you if there was a cat in the yard within the past 2 hours. And I was like, I told her I'm allergic to a lot of foods, and especially fish. And she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, you can't eat fish." And I said, no, it's okay. And I said, "I'm so sorry, you can't eat cats." And that was it. That was the moment. You know, she was doing great. She got home. She didn't have to have surgery. They just put her on Plavix. Everything's going good. She's feeling 100% better. But that was it. I said, this was it. This was why I went to nursing school. This is why I became a nurse. You know, this, all the late night studying, all those, you know, 20-page care plans we had to do for no reason, all the missed out events with friends and family, it was all worth it to get to this point and make this cat allergy joke. I appreciate you guys that watched all the way through. Thank you so much. Please hit like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Comment at the bottom. Send me your stories, joshevers.nurse@gmail.com. Can't forget to thank Stink Bomb Odor Blocker. Guys, go to stinkbombodorblocker.com. Check it out. Use code JOSH20. Get 20% off your order. It'll help you get through your day a little bit easier, I promise. Have a great shift. I love you. Thank you.